We left off in Chulin, Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, just to give a little more, to review the background. We have a klal, Ein Oda Moisa Dova Shein Shalo. Again, if I come into your kitchen and you're cooking kleshiks and I pour in milk into the pot, or you're cooking vegetable soup and I pour in chazal schmaltz, so you don't apply the rule of Ein Oda Moisa Dova Shein Shalo, if the milk would have fallen in by itself, or the chazal schmaltz would fall in by itself, would make everything treif. The only time this rule applies is if you need kavanas hagavra. For example, I deify your furniture. I bow down to your furniture. So you need kavanas hagavra to worship the furniture, that it should be asa. So if I worship my own furniture, it becomes asa bano. Avodah zarah is asa bano. Avodah zarah, tekruvus avodah zarah, noya avodah zarah, and mishamshe avodah zarah, the four things that are asa bano. But if I deify your furniture, so then the rule is Ein on the Moisa Dova Shein Shalo. So the Gemara had a machlokes hamaroi. Let's say you have a behemah, and I take a knife and I shech the behemah l'shem avodah zarah. So there are two issues. One issue is a behemah is a live animal. Balechaim don't become osir. Balechaim, if you worship them, become posel amizbeach. Muktzeh v'nevad. Nevad means if I worshipped an animal, so then it becomes osir l'hakrev agabe mizbeach. I can't use that animal as a korban. So that's only if it's a live animal. Let's say I shecht my animal. So when I start shechting it, so then if I make a maisa, the whole reason why a live animal doesn't become asa b'ano is because ein bo tvisas yarodim. The Rambam wrote like that, that Rashi in Tosfos on Mem Amud Aleph assumed that balechaim don't become asa b'ano and mechuber doesn't become asa b'ano, two unrelated dinim, and then they're not the same. They're different halachas. And the Rambam says it's one and the same din. They're both the same. That ein bo tvisas yarodim. It's not a man-made item. The animal was born by animal is born, and the tree grows from the ground. That's a natural item. Even the hen that lays an egg, if nobody picked up the egg or the apple that fell off on the tree, even though it's no longer mechuber to the tree, you can say mechuber l'karka dina k'karka. It's tolush. But still, until someone picks up the egg, until someone picks up the apple that fell off on the tree, the Gemara said beferish, if you deify it, it doesn't become awesome. So that din of ein bo tvisas yarodim doesn't apply. If I shech the animal, if I start shechting the animals, yesh bo tvisas yarodim. So it doesn't become awesome. So that's if I shech my own animal. I don't say balechai made in the sorim because I was shechting it. So yesh bo tvisas yarodim. So it does become awesome. Let's say I have a farm. And I deify the farm, because I see the farm has supernatural powers. Pears grow from the farm. So there must be some, there must be a deity there in the ground that gives it the koyach of tzmicha. So I deify the farm. So you don't ask a mechuber, but if chofa ba barashich and amor, so if I dig a little bit with the intention of declaring the whole farm as a deity, so then the Gemara says it does become aser, even though normally mechuber a balechaim is ein bo tvisas yarodim, but if aser ba maisa, then yesh bo tvisas yarodim, then it does become aser. So here the machlekes in the Gemara was that's if I shecht my own animal as a tikruvis, or I want to make it as a deity. What if I shecht your animal? So then there's another issue of ein ana masa dov shenu shaloi. So should I say just like al yedei maisa? It takes off the issue of balechaim not becoming nesar. I did a ma'aseh and says yesh bo tvisas yadodim. Should I say that ein ana masa dov shenu shaloi? My kavana doesn't relate to your furniture. I deify your furniture. My thinking doesn't relate. So it's as if the avodah zarah happened to something else. It didn't relate to your furniture. So should you say I de ma'aseh? If I shecht your animal, I can make your animal asa b'ano. No, ein ana masa dov shenu shaloi. Even I de ma'aseh. So we paskan al dei ma'ase yedu asim. So that's how the Gemara started. If I hoise b'em is chaver rutzel lefnei avodah zarah, that's how the Gemara said. Gemara quotes Rav Huna on Mem Amud Aleph. Right in the middle of the Amud, the line begins with the word Huna. Hoise b'em is chaver rutzel lefnei avodah zarah kimish shocha b'asim menecha nasorah. That you don't apply ein on the Moshe Dovish Hena Shalai if he did a ma'ase. Then the Gemara quoted there were a few Amaroim who disagreed. Who were the three here? On Daf Mem Amud Beis, six lines from the bottom. The Gemara has in parentheses, Noatz Simon. So the Gemara says, Rav Noatz is a Rashi Tevis, Nachman and Amram and Yitzchok. So these three Amaroim, Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, Rav Yitzchok, all three gang up to disagree with Rav Huna. So they say, If I shecht my own behemah, it's only an issue of balichayim. So they, if I shecht it, so it's yesh bo tfisas yadodam, so it becomes osur. But if I shecht someone else's, I still apply the rule of ein anamos adav v'sheinu shaloi. Fine. So the Gemara here is going to ask kashas. Let's see, where is this? I think we left off at about seven lines from the top of Mem Aleph and Mem Aleph. The Gemara says, Toshma. So they quote, there's a Mishnah in Gittin. Mishnah Gittin has a rule, Adam Hamazik is Chayev Bein Mishaygik Bein Mezid. Adam Udli Oyla Bein Mishaygik Bein Mezid. That's a Mishnah Bava Kam at the end of the second parak. So here there's a strange din. It says sometimes that Adam Hamazik is only Chayev Bein Mezid and he's not Chayev Mishaygik. What's the case? Hametame v'hamedame v'hamenasa. The tame is, let's say you have truma, and I take a dead sheretz and I touch it to your truma, and I make the truma tummy. So now the kohanim can't eat the truma. So I was mafsid it. It's worthless now. You have to burn it. Truma tameya. Geshen shemitzvah lisa fesakotchim shenitmo. Kach mitzvah lisa fesakotchim shenitmo. So you can't use it for anything. So if I'm a tame your truma, I was mazik you. Hamedameya. Dameya means if truma falls into chulin. So normally if iser falls into heter, if you have shishim against the iser, it'll become bottle b'shishim. If truma falls into chulin, so there's a chumre midirabbonon that you need mayo. Tosfos shows in the Gemara needed that it's only midirabbonon, it's not a din menatar. The Gemara learns it out from the pasuk, so Tosfos says it's only an asmachta. It's not a droshik mur. Tosfos says there are many dinim that are derived from psukim in the sifrei that were only intended as asmachtas, not a real din. So this din also, that truma requires mayo to be mevatel zonim in the rabban. So amidame means you have chulin, and I mix in a little truma, and you don't have mayo to be mevatel the truma. So now I was mafsid the chulin. The chulin can be eaten by a non-koyin. The chulin can be eaten in a state of truma, a state of tuma. A person is allowed to eat chulin even if he's tummy, even if the chulin is tummy. But once I mix in a little bit of truma, and it's not bottled because you don't have mayo in the chulin against the one unit of truma, so it can only be eaten by kohanim. It can only be eaten in a state of tahara. You have to eat it like truma tahara. So I was mafsid you the value of the chulin. It's still a value, but I depreciated the value of amidameya. Dimua. Dimua means if you have truma mixed into chulin in such a way that you don't have mayo, and it's not bottled b'mayo. V'hamenasach means if I made you have wine, and I menasach the wine lover to Zora. So the wine is still there in the barrels, but it just became osabano, so it's worthless now. It's osabano. So the mission distinguishes that normally Odom HaMasik is Chai Beim Shegik Beim Emezid. Odom Od Lyoylam Beim Shegik Beim Emezid. Here the mission distinguishes Beshegik Potter Bemezid Chai. Why should there be a distinction? So the Gemara there in Gittin has a whole machlekes Samarim how to understand. The Gemara finally comes to the maskana that this is called Hezek She'ena Nikar. Hezek She'ena Nikar means if you would ask a goy, let's say you have a barrel of wine and I pour in a little bit of Trumadika wine. And you're screaming, I just made a trip. So if you ask a goy, what did he do? He just gave him extra wine to drink. He has more wine to drink. Or you have mitame. You have a truma, and I took a dead sheretz, and I touched the dead sheretz to your truma. So it became tummy. And I ask a guy, what did he do? He says, well, wash it off. What's a big deal? I have an apple. So we'll wash off the apple. So nothing from the dead mouse will remain on the apple. So he didn't do any hezek. Al pi halacha, it's a hezek. Hametame v'hametame, if he mixed in truma, hamanasach, he made it osabano. As far as the guy's concerned, in common sense terms, but what's the difference? So he uses it for worship, love, and his art. The goy doesn't understand what it means that it's asabano. So that's a machlokes in the Gemara, whether if I make a hezik, what we call a hezik, shein and nikir, it's a hezik, it's a hefsid moment, api halocha. But a metzias, if you ask a goy, in common sense terms, he didn't make any hezik. So that's a machlokes, be paskin, hezik, shein and nikir, lav shmei hezik. You're not chayv min ha-Torah, it's only a penalty, midirabbonim. So they only made the penalty if he did it b'mezid. If he did it b'shogig, they never made a penalty. Lo kontzu shogot to mezid. And because of that Mishnah, the Gemara Geitavek, Agansu Sugi goes on and on for two blood Gemara. They're collecting sources from all over Shas. Whenever there's a penalty, Medirabonon, to serve as a deterrent that people shouldn't do things, does it only make sense to make the penalty b'mezid? Or do you say kontzu shogot to mezid? Even if you violated the Avera B'shogeg, you also make a penalty. Let's say Hamavashel B'Shabbos. So that's a big machlekes on Meir Rav Yehuda. So one Tana holds Hamavashel B'Shabbos B'shogeg Yoichel B'Mezid Lo Yoichel. If you cooked on Shabbos B'Mezid, there's a penalty. If you cooked B'shogeg, there's no penalty. The other Tana disagrees, no. Kontzu Shogot B'Mezid. They made a penalty even if you made a mistake and you forgot when you cooked B'shogeg. V'cha'ena v'cha'ena. A person planted things in Shnas HaShmita. So did he realize that he's doing wrong, or did he not realize that he did a malach on Chol HaMoed? He planted things on Chol HaMoed. So he penalized me, he has to yank everything out, he's not allowed to get anor from it. So did they make the penalty, even if he violated Shemitah, or even if he violated Chol HaMoed b'shogeg, or did they only make the penalty b'mezid? So the Gemara says, there's room to distinguish between mochomedik is an isa derais, is an isa derabonon, how serious an avera is it that he did? I still have my condition. I can't hear. I didn't hear it. I apologize. I can't hear.
No question.
All right. So the Gemara quotes that Mishnah. If he did it b'mezid, there's a penalty. He's chayv to pay. If he did it b'shogeg, he's not chayv to pay. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Manasseh, I was Manasseh, someone else's wine. What happened to the rule of Eid on the Moshe Dov, Shehenu Shaloi? So the way we pass on like Rav Huna, Rav Huna says, Osa Bamaisa, my machshove, my kavana doesn't relate to your furniture. I deify your furniture, it doesn't make it Osa Bano. But if I shecht your behema, I did a pa'ula, I did a maisa to your behema. So of course my kavana relates, I did a maisa to it. So if you hold like Rav Huna, so it's no problem over here. I took the barrel of wine that belongs to someone else, and I stirred the wine, the shame of a dessert. But if you hold like these three Amaroim, Noatz is the Simon, the Rosh Yitevis, Rav Nachman, or Rav Amram, or Rav Yitzchok, if you hold like the three, Eil on the Moshe Dov, Shehenu Shaloi, even Al Yidei Maise, so what's the whole issue? What do you mean? Menasech, it's Mutaba, no. And for the Gemara, the answer is, Achanam, it is Beishutvis Begava. Must be that he is a Shutif in the wine. So eight of the most, I can't, let's say 50-50 or 75-25, so 25% of the wine is mine, 75% of the wine is yours. So I was menasech the wine, so true, these three Amarim say, I can't create an Isa Hano on the 75% of the wine that belongs to you. With the 25% of the wine that's mine, you can't say, eight of the most, it's my wine. So if I was menasech the wine lover, the Zora, there's going to be a tarubis now. You can't drink to your 75% because it's mixed in with my 25%. My 25%, that's my wine. So, that I can ask. That's what the Gemara says. It's talking about a case of Hanam. It is Beishutfus. So then the Gemara says, this machlokes between Rav Huna and the three Amoraim, Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, Rav Yitzchak, the Rosh Yitevis, the Noatz, is the Simon. This machlokes Amoraim is really Kitanoi. It's really machlekes hatanam. So the quote of Bryson. What's the din? Avi kachavim shenisach yenu shal yisrael shalav b'fnei avodas kachavim asara. A guy takes wine of a Jew and he pours it l'shem avodas zara. Tosfos had on the previous daf. The Gemara had there three lines from the bottom on mem amud aleph. The Gemara said ha'isa b'emes chaver revutza l'fnei avodas zara. Or not three lines in the middle of the amud. About 10 lines from the bottom. Amem Amud Aleph. So Gemara have a case. Your behemah is in front of a pesel, and I shecht your behemah the shame of a dessert. So Taisus asks, why does it say that your behemah is in front of a pesel, and in front of an avodazara? What if it's not in front of the avodazara? The avodazara is in India, and we're in New York, and you shecht, and someone shechts a behemah as a tikruvus for that avodazara in India. Is there a shita that it doesn't become usur? So Taisa says there is no such shita like that. Here by Nisach Hayayin there's a shita like that. But Taisa says by Shchita the Shema of the Zohar, they don't think there is such a shita. So here the Braisa has a case of Gacham Shenisach Yenish Al Yisrael Shalev Bifnei Avodah Zarah is in India, in Pakistan, and the guy takes my bottle of wine and he's pouring the wine, or stirring the wine, L'Shem Avodah Zarah, here in New York. So the Tanakhama says, Asorai, even though the wine doesn't belong to him, the wine belongs to me, so usually it is Ein Anabosa Dov Shenu Shaloi. So the Tanakhama says, Ay De Maisa, he does Asor. Okay, Asorai. Rabbi Yehuda ben Mesei, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, Matirim also. So the two Tanoim disagree with the Tanakhama for two reasons. Bepnei, Shnei Dvarim. Two reasons why. Number one, Echod, Shem and Aschen Yan Elef Ne'avad Iskechov, Absanud Din. To Shech the Behemah, Elavad the Kruvis, the Tosis claims, they prove from Gemaris, even if the Avad Azor is on the different continent. If you are Mechabin, the Shem Avad Azor does become the Kruvis. But Nisach Hayayin, he holds, Nisach Hayayin is only Bifnei Avad Azor. So that's one reason, that the guy doesn't have to pay me the hezek that it was Menasef, my wine, he made it Osabanom, because he didn't succeed in making Osabanom. And secondly, another reason, the Echod, the Gemara says, one reason, Shein Menaschen Yan Ela Bifnei Avad Iskechov, the Echod, and the second reason why, Shioch Eloi Maloi, the Jew can tell a goy, Lo Kal HaMenach, you have no right, Shetesa Yeni Liyansi, the Ein on the Moshe, Dov Shein Shaloi, even though it's Aydei Maisa, he's pouring the wine. So the second Tana is the same, this is the last two Tanaim, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Mesei, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Bava, they agree with these three Amoraim, Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, Rav Amram, and Rav Yitzchok. And the Tanakhama agrees with Rav Huna, that even though normally Eid on the Moshe Dov Shein Shalom, but Eid on the Moshe, then Machshav does relay. Fine. So that's Machloikas. So now the Gemara has a Chiddush. These three Amoraim, Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, Rav Yitzchak Amri, they have a Chiddush. Afil de Laman de Yoma, or the Moshe Dov Shein Shaloi, even according to the Tanakhama, who disagrees with the second Tanaim. He holds, or the Moshe Dov Shein Shaloi, Ayyudei Maisa, but the case in the Braisa is, of Grom Shinisach Yen Shal Yisrael, a non-Jew is Menasach my wine. So then you say, or the Moshe Dov Tanakhama disagrees with them. They hold like the second Tana. Ein on the Moshe Dov Shein Shaloi, Afil Ayyudei Maisa. They say, but even the Tanakhama who holds Ayyidei Maisa or the Moshe Dov Shein Shaloi Hanamili Kusi, that's only if it's a non-Jew who's pouring my wine L'Shem Avodah Zarah. Avodah Yisrael, but if another Jew is Menasech my wine, or another Jew is Shechting by Behemah Avodah Zarah, Afrum a Jew, we assume he's just kidding. That's what he says. Avodah Yisrael, Itzuri Komachavim. He doesn't mean L'Shem Avodah Zarah. He's just kidding. He wants to give me a heart attack. So that's why he's shechting by Behemah L'Avodah Zarah. If he says it later on like that, Hastings, we ask him, what did you do? He said, I'm just kidding. I just want to aggravate him. So then, even though initially he didn't say I'm kidding, initially he says, I'm shechting your Behemah L'Shem Tikrubah. So he says he's pouring the wine L'Shem Nisach Hayayin. But if he says later on, I just want to give him a heart attack, we say it's Mamish Muta Bahano. Craig the Gemara, and he says that the only reason why the Tanakhama says Osir, because it's a non-Jew who's pouring the wine. So a non-Jew practices Avodah Zarah. So why should you say that he's kidding? But if a Jew, a religious Jew, does it, we say he didn't mean it at all. It was just a joke. Freg de Gemara Toshma, you had the Mishnah. If two people are holding out to a knife and shechting in Behema, Shnayim Ochsim Besakin Vishechtim, one of them echad l'shem echad b'kolel, and echad l'shem dova kasha. They're both holding out to the knife and pulling back and forth. So one of them has intention the shem tikruvus avodah zarah, and the other one has intention the shem achila. He wants to do a shechita kshera. They should be allowed to eat the flesh. So the Mishnah says that you're not allowed to eat it. So what are you going to tell me? That one of them who is shechting is a goy who's shechting the shem avodah zarah? A goy shecht is no good even if he doesn't shecht l'shem avodah zarah. So obviously you're talking about a Jew. The both of the people holding the knife. If you have a Jew and a non-Jew holding a knife and the shechting, that's already no good. It doesn't have to be shochet l'shem echad b'kol advarim. It doesn't have to be shechting l'shem yamin l'shem nahoris l'shem avodah zarah. So you're talking, obviously, they're both Jewish, and one of them is intending l'shem avodah zarah, the other one is not. So it doesn't say beferish that you don't say the tzurika mechaven. You see, if a Jew ish says that he's shechting l'shem avod zarah, you believe him, and it does become asabano. And for the Gemara, Chochma Askina be Yisrael Mumar. We're talking about a Jew. He's in the practice of, he worships avod zarah every so often. So if he says that he's shechting l'shem avod zarah, so we believe him. He's not kidding. But if it's a religious Jew, then we say the tzurika mechaven. We say that if he says later on, he was just kidding, then it's even mutabano. Freg the Gemara, what do you do with the Mishnah in Gittin? Where the Mishnah said, Hamatame v'hamadame v'hamanasech, that's the case of the Hezek Shein Niker. So because you're not chayiv ben atorah, Hezek Shein Niker, lav shmei Hezek ben atorah, you're not chayiv at all, even though you caused a hefsid moment, because al pidin, it's not called a Hezek. And it's only a penalty with the Rabbanon. It's observed as a deterrent. So they only made the penalty. So the Gemara says, Toshma de Mishnah, Gitna, Matame, Vamadama, Manasa, Beshege, Potter, Bemezit Chayev. So what do you mean, Bemezit Chayev? Let him say the Tzuri Komachavi. Let him say he was kidding. He just wanted to give him a heart attack. And it should be Mutter Banor. What does he have to pay at all? And for the Gemara, that mission is talking about Kesach Hanabi, B'Yisrael Mom, it's talking about a Jew who every so often worships Avod Zarah. So he can't say later on he was joking. No, he probably really meant it. We know that he's a person, but it's a religious Jew who never worships Avod Zarah, doesn't have a half a minute to worship Avod Zarah. Even he says he's doing it the shame of Avod Zarah, and he says later on, he's just kidding, so we'll believe him. That it was only the Tzuri Kamachavin, and everything is Mutabano. So the Gemara has a shaila now. What if a Jew worships Avod Zarah? Not he's shechting you are behem of the shame of Zarah. A Jew worships Avod Zarah, and they warn him the Eidim Hasros, so he give him the death penalty. So after the Bezna makes a Gemara, then he'll say I was only kidding. He didn't mean it. What do you mean? The Tzurik HaMechavein. He's believed to say I was kidding. How can it be? So the Gemara asks, Amalei Rav Acha Beidu Rav Le Rav Ashi. He asked the question, what if Hisra Bavikir Balalav Hasra? A Jew worships Avod Zarah and they warn him, don't worship Avod Zarah, we're going to give you the death penalty. He said, I don't care. Give me the death penalty. I'm chalashing to worship Avod Zarah. And then they're holding by making a Gemar Din. And then he says, I was kidding. I was just joking. So the Gemara says, what kind of a story is that? What do you mean the Tzuri Kamacham? You can't say the Tzuri Kamacham. You give, it's a pasuk in Chumash that you do give the death penalty. Even if the guy was all of his life he was a religious Jew, you do give the death penalty. And for the Gemara, Amalei, Saravashi insists, what are you talking about? Hiteratzma lemisa karmet. You're talking about a case that the witnesses want him. Don't worship Avod Zarah, we're going to give you the death penalty. The guy says, I don't care, give me the death penalty. I'm chalashing to do Avod Zarah, I don't care even if you give me the death penalty. So that's like he said, you can't say later on I was kidding. That's like Yisrael Mumer. Just like Yisrael Mumer, you don't assume that he was kidding. So even if he always used to be religious, he was always observant, he would never dream of worshiping Avod Zarah. But then he's about to worship Avod Zarah, and they gave him a Hasra, the Kibbul all of Hasra. Just like by Mumma you can't say he was kidding. So by a case where they gave him Hasra, for sure you can't say that he was kidding. Yeah. That's the Gemara. We paskin the Tzurik HaMechav. This quote in Shulchan Aruch. That if a Jew shechts someone else's behema, yeah. Jew shechts, if I shecht my own behema, the shame of it is, what do you mean? I want to give you a heart attack. If I shecht your behema, then you say the Tzurik HaMechav. I want to give you a heart attack. If I shech my own behemah, so we assume it is osabano. You can't say that zirik hamachav, and the din usually is like Rav Huna, that even though usually the klal zayin on the mosa dovish enish olay, that's afim amishtachve that your furniture doesn't become osabano. Or if I put my money on top of, I'm a guest in your home, I put my money on top of a plate, you gave me a room that I should sleep in. And then I put my wallet on top of a plate, so the plate will not become basis of davar ha'aser, because the Tosfos says in Perikir, in the third Perik in Shabbos, ain't on the most of davar she'enu shaloi. Because basis davar ha'aser, the Gemara says it depends whether it's shocheach or meniach. Did you accidentally, you forgot and you left the money on the plate, or you planned to leave it there the whole Shabbos? So if you need kavanas agavra to create the status of a basis davar ha'aser, my kavanah can have an effect on your plate. Ein al mosa dabe shein shalom. If you do a yidei maisa, that's not called a maisa. I put the wallet on top of the plate. That's not a maisa. Means I'm shechting the animal. I do a pula. I'm menasech the yayin. I put my money on top of the plate. That's not considered a maisa. A maisa means I changed something in the chepes, in the item. Then I de maisa, my machshava does relate to your property. We paskin like Rav Huna, I de maisa, it does aser, and we paskin like this gemara over here, that the tzureka mechaben, if it's a religious Jew who's shechting someone else's behema lavet zara, or he's pouring someone else's wine, then we say the tzureka mechaben. We assume that he was kidding. I left his shrupo. His shrupo, so you can't say he was kidding. Then it's obvious that he really meant it. Interesting. They have all these dinim in Shulchan Aruch. Yeah. The dinners we had a machlokes before. Okay. That's an introduction to the next mission. We'll get there. Okay. Yeah. What does the mission continue? The last mishnah. On the bottom of Lamites on the base, going over to the top of Nem Amar Ala, spoke about different forms of Avodah Zarah. Yishochet Hashem Harim. There are people who worship the mountains, L'shem Gevoyes. They worship hills, L'shem Yamim. They worship lakes, they worship rivers, they worship Midbaras. So then it's Asa Bachilu. Okay. It'll be Asa Bano. It'll become the Kruvus Avodah Zarah. So this Mishnah says, let's say a guy is going to shecht behema right next to the lake, and the dam is going to flow into the lake. So it looks as if he's worshipping the lake. There were in the days of the Tanaim, there were probably today also, you have to look around the world, there are people who worship lakes, bodies of water. So even though you're innocent, you don't worship Avodah Zarah at all, but the Mishnah says you shouldn't violate Marisayim. You shouldn't enshecht lo letoch hayamim, lo letoch naharis. Since there are people who worship lakes, there are people who worship rivers, so you shouldn't shecht that the dam should go into the lake or into the river, because it's a marisayin of Avodah Zarah. Lo letoch hakelim, you shouldn't shecht in such a way, you shouldn't have kelim on the bottom to collect all of the dam, because someone may get the mistaken impression, and an onlooker will think that you're going to use the dam to do zrikas hadam for Avodah Zarah. That's what the Avodah Zarah used to do. We used to do it in the Beis HaMikdash also, but we have no Beis HaMikdash this man is there. But Avodah Zarah is still around in the world. So you're not allowed to shecht the Shem Kalim, because Marisayin, somebody may think that you're going to use the dam to be Zorek Avodah Zarah. Aval shechet hu letoch uga shal mayim, that you are permitted to do. What is an uga shal mayim? Ogo Shamayim, a little puddle, okay. A little puddle is mutter, yeah. The Gemara is going to discuss it. Well, why should it be mutter? Yeah. Avashachar Utoch Ogo Shamayim, a little puddle of water is mutter. Ubisvina, let's say the fellow's traveling on a boat, and the boat is on the river, and he wants to shecht in order to have some flesh. He doesn't have a freezer with flesh. He has to shecht. So what do you mean? You have to shecht on the boat, and the dam is going to get all over the floor. So normally he wants to shecht in such a way that the dam will go into the river, but that's going to be a marisayin as if he's worshipping the river. That was the first line of the Mishnah. And shecht l'toch hayamim, l'toch hanoharis. So what if he's on a boat for the longest time? You can't say wait till you arrive to the dry land and then you shecht there. He's going to be on the boat for a couple of weeks or for a couple of months, and he wants to shecht the behema. So what do? Well, the Svino, you're allowed to shecht agabi kelim. There's no marisayin there. It's self-understood. He doesn't want to make the deck of the boat all bloody, all messy, all dirty. So then there's no marisayin. Everyone will understand that the reason why he's collecting the dam in containers is not to be menasach l'Avodah Zarah. It's just that he doesn't want the deck of the boat to be bloody. And shechtim leguma kol iker. You're not allowed to shecht in such a way that all of the blood should be collected in a ditch. First the Mishnah says you're not allowed to shecht into a guma, then it says, but then you are allowed to shecht into a guma. So the Gemara is going to ask, Mamish, a contradiction, Tercha de Dibra. And shecht in the guma kolikr, you're never allowed to shecht in such a way to collect the dam in a ditch, but in your home, you're allowed to shecht into a guma. That's a problem. But in public, when people are watching, you shouldn't shecht into a gumma. Why should lo yechake es hatzdukim? The tzdukim were Jews who used to worship Avodah Zarah. So it's a maris sign. People may think that you're worshipping Avodah Zarah. Or Rashi sounds like perhaps he means that it's a chukasakum, since this was a practice of the Shem Avodah Zarah, so that's why you're not allowed to do it. Yeah, Tosis here discusses, the bottom Tosis is a famous topic in Yerideya. There's a bit of Marisayin, the Gemara, the Mishnayis and Shvias in the second parak, and Shvias, all the Bashanas HaShmita, so the Mishnah quotes the Pasuk, V'yisim Nikim Me'ashem and Me'Yisrael, that Reuven and Gad and Chatzur Shevet HaManasseh requested that they wanted to get Eivra Yarden because they had a lot of behemoths, and the grazing area was better there in Eivra Yarden. So first Moshe Rabbeinu said they don't want to go into Eretz Yisrael like the Meraglim. Then they said, no, this is better for their purposes. So he asked the Rebbeinu Shlom, and Rebbeinu Shlom said, okay, provided that they're going to help in the war effort to conquer Eretz Yisrael. So that was the deal. And then Moshe Rabbeinu says, V'yisim Nikim Hashem and Yisrael. Once you'll go fight, help out to conquer Eretz Yisrael in the Shevet Shekovshu, after the 7 years were up, so they went back to Eivra Yarden, to their wives and their children. Shevet Shechilka, they didn't need them. They needed them just for the first 7 years in the Shevet Shekovshu. So the Pasuk says, after fighting the war, they will have fulfilled their commitment to the Rebbeinu Shalom, V'yisim Nikim Me'Hashem, Umi Yisrael, their commitment to the Jewish people to help out in the war effort. So the Gemara says it's perhaps an asmachta. It's a question: is it a real drashi Gemara? Is the whole thing only an asmachta? That based on that, the Mishnah and Shvi says based on that pasuk, we establish that there's an issue of marisayin. Not only do you have to be nikim Hashem, you're not allowed to do an avera. Let's say I'm going to go into a non kosher restaurant just to buy a bottle of Coca Cola. Or just to use the restroom. And the people are going to see me walking in, they're going to think that I'm going to go eat non-kosher food. So I was Naki Me'Hashem. The Rebbeinu Shlom was there with me. He knows that I didn't sin. But it wasn't the key Me'Yisrael. The people think that I did an Aver. So that's the Yisrael of my sign. So the Pashup Shat in the Pasuk doesn't really mean that. The Yisrael Nikim Me'Hashem Me'Yisrael means that the Reuven and Gad and Nachash Shevet HaManasseh should follow the pledge that they made to the Rebbeinu Shlom. They pledge that they're going to help out in Kibush Eretz Yisrael, and they pledge Ben Adam Machavera that they're going to help the rest of the Shvatim and the Kibush Eretz. So they should fulfill the both pledges. But the Tanaim understood an additional level of interpretation. So some hold that the whole Din of Marisayin is only with the Rabbanan, and others say no. The real Din of Marisayin perhaps is a real Din Deraisa. So Tosis quotes: there's a Machlekes and Beitza in the first parak and in Shabbos that. Daf Pei Dalet, Daf Samach Dalet, as it quotes. Igmar has a din. Let's say a person was walking in the rain on Shabbos and his clothing is sopping wet. So then he comes home. He's going to hang up. His clothes on a clothesline inside the house. Going to hang up the clothes on a clothesline. So let's say a person did the laundry on Erev Shabbos, and then the woman benches licht. And she didn't hang up the laundry yet. So she wants to hang up the laundry on Shabbos outside. She has a backyard. So there's a mechitza around the backyard. No shayla v'itzor. But she's going to hang up the laundry on Shabbos. So the people, it's an issue of a marisayin. Someone may think that she washed the laundry on Shabbos. So the Mishnah says you're not allowed to hang up the laundry in public. Because of the marisayin, people may be choshed that you violated the malocha. It's a malocha not to wash clothing on Shabbos. So what if she has clotheslines in the house and no one's going to see? The Bnei Bayis know that she wasn't Mechal Shabbos. They all know that the washing machine stopped before Shabbos. She bench licht and she's hanging up the clothes on Shabbos in the middle of the house. So that's a machlekes and nigmar and Shabbos dav samach dal and nigmar and beitzok, whether you say kol davashos or chachamim shemar sign afilu b'chadri chador mezaser or no. That's machlekes. What's the din of chadri chador? Yeah. So the Loshen Agamar called Makam Shosa Chachamim Mishum Marasayin. Whatever the Chachamim prohibited, something goes Marasayin. So this Dechemet quotes a whole diun in Achreinim about this. So some Achreinim were led to believe that Marasayin is only with the Rabbanim. The whole thing, because Pshuto Shal Mikra doesn't mean that. Yisim Nikim Hashem Yisrael means follow your, live up to your commitment to wage the war against the Zayin Amimim and Eretz Yisrael. So you committed yourself to Rabbanim Shalom. to participate in the Melchemes Eretz Yisrael, and it's a commitment to the other Shvatim. It doesn't mean you should be careful not to act in such a way that the Ribbono Shel alone knows that you didn't sin, but the public will think that you did sin. So maybe it's takanat din deraisa. So some Acharim say Marisain is only also whatever the Chachamim prohibited. We're not mukhif to come up with new Marisains. So Bizmana Gemara, you don't have any din in the Gemara that you're not allowed to use. You're not allowed to go into a non-kosher restaurant to buy Coca-Cola. So even though they're going to see me go in, I'm traveling on the highway and I'm thirsty, I'm going to go buy Coca-Cola. So the other people will think that I'm a hypocrite. I go with a beard and with a yarmulke, and then I'm going to go eat in the Trefer restaurant. So some hold that there is no isin marisain. Marisain is only what it says in the Gemara. Kol davar she'asa chacham is marisain. Whatever the Gemara did nasa, there's no din of marisain. So Leitchi didn't think that that was correct. He liked the Pischei Tshuva quotes much of this discussion. The Stechemi quotes pages and pages and pages, but the Pischei Tshuva basically quotes the whole discussion in the second Chelek Yerideya. So they say no. Many hold no. Marisain perhaps is a real drashic gemara deraisa, v'yisim nikim Hashem Yisrael, or perhaps it's an asmachta midrabbana. But whatever there's marisain, for sure there's an isa marisain. You don't have to have osur chachamim. But whatever the gemara singled out, kol machkom, whatever the gemara singled something out, like you're not allowed to hang up the wet laundry on Shabbos. So that if they singled it out specifically, then they asked that b'miuchot, so that even if no one's watching, even if there's no issue of marisain, then it's also b'chadri chador. But let's say they never singled out that you're not allowed to buy Coca-Cola in a tray for a restaurant. They didn't have such a mitzvah of Coca-Cola in a tray for a restaurant. So they never said a word about that. So if there is an issue of marisain, there are other people watching, they'll think that I'm a hypocrite, that I'm not allowed to do it. But if there's no one else watching, and no one's going to think that I'm a hypocrite, and the guy who's in the store will say, I'm only buying Coca-Cola, he sees that I'm not going to buy tray for food, then that you don't aser b'chadri chador. And then there's a third opinion, no, that in any generation, whenever there's any issue of marisain, even if the chachamim never dreamt of it, even if it never existed, b'zman ha-gemara, marisain is always aser. And any situation where people would be watching, there would have been a marisain, even if no one's watching, you're also not allowed to do it. Any case where there could have been a marisain, people would have watched, even though the Gemara never singled that out. So you're not allowed to do afilu b'chadri chador. Now, so then she thought the middle shita was correct. He thought the middle of the road, that any case of marisain is also, even if it wasn't singled out by the chachamim, but whatever they did single out, so then they asked hanging up laundry, or they asked this activity. So they asked the activity, even if no one's watching, that's a pulo hasura. So that's why it's also b'chadri chador. So in Shulchan Aruch, they talk about a marisain. They talk about using part of the milk. You're having a fleishig meal, and you have cholav shkedim. They have now. They sell now almond milk. They sell in the stores. They sell almond milk in the stores. So today, everybody knows there's such a thing as part of a margarine. Years ago, whoever heard of parva margarine? So everybody, a person is going to eat fleishiks and going to take some margarine, you're going to put it on the flesh, people are going to think that he's putting on butter on the flesh or on the chicken. So that's a marisain. So in the Shulchan Aruch it says, if you have, let's say, parva margarine, or you have almond milk, so if you want to mix it in with flesh, that'll be a basa b'chalav deraisa issue. So then there's an issue of marisain. So then you have to have the container. You have to have the container that says on it that this is cholav shkedim, that this is almond milk. That's what it says on the container, talk on the outside. Or you have to have the container that says that this is margarine. Everyone will see the container, the wrapper. They'll see that it's not butter. They'll see that it's margarine. But let's say they're serving coffee at the end of the meal. And then some people like to pour milk in the coffee when they're milchik, when they're fleishik, so they have part of the milk in a container, but it's not in the container that says that this is part of the milk. It's in a metal container, so you can't tell whether it's milchik milk or part of the milk. So the Ramah makes a distinction. If you're having chicken and the whole issue of basa b'chalav is only the rabbanon, then you don't have to worry about marisain. But if you're having flesh and there's an issue of a possibility, a marisain, that the fellow's violating a din deraisa, so then there's a din of marisain. So the Ramah distinguishes halacha l'maisa, the ilchus basa b'chalav, that Marisayin is only osir when the onlooker will think you're violating an Issa deraisa. When the worst they can think is that you're violating an Issa derabanan, you don't have to worry about Marisayin. So the Shach on the side of the page paskins against the Ramah. He says that that's not what it says. This Taisus, the last two lines in the Taisus, the same Taisus appears in Ksubas also on the Avsamach. The Gemara talks there about Tzinar. You see the last two lines in the bottom Taisus. Tzinar, you have a drain pipe so that the water on the roof, if it's pouring outside, so if you knock out of a drain pipe, so the water's going to leak through the roof. So the roof is tilted, and then you have a drain pipe, so water goes down. What do? You have a Tzinar. Shalom bo kaskasim. The drain pipe is full of gook, and all the water is collecting on top of the roof, and it's going to ruin the roof. The whole house is going to get ruined. So, what's the din? So it says, Memachob, let him shove his foot in. It's a wide drain pipe, so he can stick his foot in. Let him shove his foot in and push all. Let's say I have dirty dishes. Is there an issa to wash off dirty dishes under the faucet? There's no avera to clean off dirty dishes. If you have, let's say, a piece of wood that's rough on the surface and you're going to sandpaper it down and you're going to make a rough surface smooth by removing part of the rough surface. So that's memachek, that's a malacha. Let's say I shechted an animal hashechet, and then I skin the animal, I separate the hide from the flesh, and then the hide is going to be rough, so I rip off all of the hair and I make it smooth. So I took a rough surface and I made it smooth by ripping off part of the surface. But the Gemara says if you have dirty dishes and you wash off the stuff that's stuck to the surface, that's not really part of the surface. It's dirt that's stuck to the surface. It's permissible to wash off. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said. He didn't understand what Rav Moshe Feinstein said, that you're not allowed to brush your teeth on Shabbos. He said, why? Brush your teeth, you're just taking off the dirt that's on top of the teeth. If you're making a new smooth surface by rubbing off part of the enamel of the teeth, so after you brush your teeth 25 times, the teeth should disappear. There shouldn't be any teeth left afterwards. So obviously the teeth don't disappear. People keep on brushing their teeth out there, and the enamel doesn't disappear. They say a little bit of it does disappear, but it's so insignificant, it's not noticeable. So if it's not nika, that's not called, if it's invisible, so that's not called a malocha. And to take off the dirt, that's permissible. To wash off dirty dishes is permissible. So Tosis assumes over here, you have the tzina shabal all above kaskasim, the drain pipe is clogged, and the water is not going to go down. So the water is going to collect on the roof, and it's going to leak in. It's going to ruin the whole house. So the Gemara says, you're allowed to stick your foot in to shove all of the dirt down. That's not a malacha, a misakan mana. You're not doing any malacha. You're just cleaning out, you're removing all the dirt, and there's nothing wrong. But the Gemara says you should do it bitzina, memacha beragla bitzina, when no one's watching. So Tosfos says the kasha, but the implication is that when other people are watching, you're not allowed to do it. Why? Because it's a marisayin. People would think that you're misakan mana. So if people would think you're misakan mana, if they're watching, you're not allowed to do it. So how can you do it bitzina when no one's watching? What happened to the klal kodav shasacham yishu marisayin? So Tosfos answers, everybody knows you're permitted to wash off dirty plates, dirty dishes. Everybody knows there's no malacha. So what's the malacha? What are people going to think if I'm going to be shove my leg into the drain pipe to clear it? What are people going to think that what malacha did I do? They'll think that it's a misakan mana midirabanan, because it's not functioning. You see, the dirty plates are dirty, but they can function. Let's say the toilet is stopped up, and it doesn't function at all. It nothing is going down. So the fellow wants to use the plunger to put the system in motion. So Tosfos seems to assume that's the run. This gemara is in Ksubas. It doesn't belong in Ksubas. It belongs in Masechah Shabbos. So the Rif quotes it in Masechah Shabbos. So the run on the Rif in Masechah Shabbos, where the Rif quotes this Gemara from Ksubas Daf Sama, so the Rad explains that if you use a plunger in order to put the system in motion, what's the malacha? Let's say if you plug in the plug of a refrigerator, or air conditioner, or a fan. What malacha did you do? So if you plug in, if you turn on a light on Shabbos, so the electricity heats up the filament and it glows. So the Rambam quotes that heating up metal till it glows is a malacha. In two places he quotes, one place he writes that it's a malacha mevashel, one place he writes that it's a malacha of havara. That's considered eish. That's what Rav Chaim Moshe used to say, bar mer ha'eish, on the electric bulb, to demonstrate that he held that it was a malacha of havara derais. It's a real eish menater. So that's a question. The Ravid asked the steer in the Rambam. Rambam one place writes when you heat up metal till it glows as havara, and one place he writes that it's bishul. So the so if a person turns on a light, he uses the electricity that the filament should glow. So that's a malacha, either havara or bishul. Fine. What if the fellow turns on the refrigerator? So what malacha did he do? He's harnessing the electricity that the refrigerator should run. So what's the avera? What's wrong if the fan goes or the air conditioner goes? What avera did he do? So we usually assume, so the Chazon Ish held that it's a malacha deraisa. He was convinced that it's a malacha deraisa to complete a circuit and something should happen because of completing the circuit. He thought either it's makaba patish or it's bona, one or the other. He wasn't sure which one, but he was convinced that it must be a malacha deraisa. And basically his opinion was not really accepted. It was assumed that it's only an issa derabbanan. It's an issa derabbanan based on this Gemara in Ksubas, that they run on the Rif in Masechus Shabbos, where the Rif quotes this Gemara from Ksubas Daf Samach. The Ran says that if the drain system is not functioning at all, and by pushing your leg in, you cause it to function, now the whole system is going to work. So that's a makaba patish midirabban. That's a malocha midirabban. So the same thing, let's say, if the toilet is not working at all. If the toilet is working, but it's very shvach, and it takes a long, long time till everything goes down. So that's like washing off dirty dishes. But if mamish is not working at all, so that's a makaba patish midirabban. So that's what Tyson says. The worst thing, when the people see what's the marisain over here? This should be a makaba patish midirabban. So makaba patish midirabban would have been if he pushes it with his hand. If he shoves it with his leg, that's kalach hayad. That's not the normal way to do it. So this should really be a shvuz v'shvuz. So shvuz v'shvuz m'makam hefsid merubah is certainly muta. Shvuz v'shvuz, the original Gemara, shvuz v'shvuz, a Gemara in Erevin, that in the days of the Gemara, they used to bathe a baby with warm water immediately prior to the bris, immediately after the bris, to prevent infection. And if they wouldn't have the warm water, they simply wouldn't perform the bris because it was considered a suffix sakonis nefashis. By the time the Shulchan Aruch was written in the 1500s, the Mechaber writes that we don't do that anymore. Even though the Gemara said beferish, it's a suffix sakana. All the things that it says in the Gemara, we have to reconsider in every generation. There are things in our generation that we know are suffix sakana, which in the days of the Gemara they thought were not suffix sakana. And the reverse also, there were things in the days of the Gemara that they thought were suffix sakana. As a matter of fact, we know it's not suffix sakana. We don't follow what it says in the Gemara. You have to follow. Just like the Chachmei HaGemara followed the doctors of their generation, so we do the same. We follow the doctors of our generation. So whatever the doctors say, suffix sakana, is suffix sakana. So the Gemara tells a story that there was a baby boy was born on Shabbos, and the bris was scheduled to take place next Shabbos. And they had hot water prepared in advance before Shabbos. Then accidentally, all the hot water spilled out. So they didn't have any hot water, so they can't perform the bris. So the Gemara says there was someone else in the same chotzer. There was a chotzer, means an area that has a hekef mechitza. It's one big rishus hayochid, let's say an apartment building, but they didn't put away a box of matzahs to own b'shutzahs by all the Shomer Shabbos. So the chotzer sheinim urevis min atar, it's one big rishus hayochid you're allowed to carry. But the rabbanon Shlomo HaMelech made a takana. That's the Gemara, the beginning of the second parak in Erevin. Gemara says Shlomo HaMelech made a takana, and the baskal came out from heaven and gave him a big yashikach that you're not allowed to carry in a chotzer sheinim urevis. So the Gemara says if he asks a goy to carry the hot water from one of the neighbors, even though it's a chotzer sheinim urevis, you're not allowed to carry. To ask a goy on anything is only the rabbanon. And even if you'll carry yourself in a chatzis shein or revis, it's only the rabbanon. So it's only a shvuz d'shvuz. So shvuz d'shvuz b'makam mila b'zmano is mutter. So Tosfos in Gittin on Daf Ches Amud Beis has two opinions. Not only because mila b'zmano is deicha Shabbos. Mila b'zmano, the actual mila itself is deicha Shabbos. The machshire mila are not deicha Shabbos. You're not allowed to cook up water on Shabbos. One Tana, Rabbi Leizer holds you allowed to even be deicha Shabbos with the machshire mila. That's Perek Rabbi Leizer the mila. He holds, and in his city, even years after he passed away, that was the practice. They would, whenever there would be a bris on Shabbos, they would manufacture the knife on Shabbos. That'd be Mechal Shabbos to show how chaviv the mitzvah mila is, that you're deicha Shabbos not only for the actual mila, even for the hachonis, even for the machshire mila. So we paskin, you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, you're not allowed to cook up that water. But they ask a goy to carry in a chatzis sheinim or rebis, but there's no erev, which is a double the rabbanon. So shvuz the shvuz b'makam mila is mutter. So one opinion in Tosfos is it's only b'makam mila, because mila is so chum and mila is deicha Shabbos. And the accepted opinion in Shulchan Aruch is the shvuz the shvuz b'makam any mitzvah is mutter. Then we say in Shulchan Aruch, if shvuz the shvuz b'makam any mitzvah is mutter, so shvuz the shvuz b'makam hefsed mamen is also mutter. So this is a hefsed mamen. The guys have paid whole house. All the water is collecting on the roof. The drain system is not working. So he's memachon beraglo. So memachon beraglo is not the normal way. The rotor rooters, when they come to fix the broken drain pipe, they don't shove their leg in. They use their hand or they use an instrument. And so the guy's going to do beraglo's kalachayat. That's not the normal way. And the whole iser of setting a system in motion is only a mistaken money with the rabbanon. It's not a mistaken money with the Torah. So since it's a double rabbanon, shvus the shvus, the makam hefsid meruba, you're afraid the whole ceiling is going to leak in. So that's why it's mutter. So the Gemara says you should do it betzina. You should do it when no one's watching. Why? If someone's going to watch, they may not appreciate. They won't realize that it's a shvus the shvus, the makam hefsid meruba is mutter. They'll think the guy's violating mistaken money. So Tosfos vektakasha. So if there's a marisayin, because people won't realize, they'll think that he's doing an avera, they won't realize it is a heter of shvuz the shvuz b'makam hefsit meruba. So why do you allow it even if no one is watching? Why do we permit it? So Tosfos says, but the worst they'll be choshed him is that he's doing an isa derabbanan. The isa derabbanan is putting the system in motion. They won't realize that since he does it beraglo. So it's a shvuz the shvuz, it's kalachayar also. So the worst they'll think he's doing is only with the rabbanon. So there's no din of chadre chadorim if the choshed that he's only doing at the rabbanon. So the shach says, that's all Tosfos said, Tosfos here, and Tosfos there in Ksuba says the same thing. That kol davar she'asacham mishum arsan afilu bechadre chadorim also only applies if people would be watching, they would think that I'm violating a deraisa. I'm going to go in to buy Coca-Cola in the Trefa restaurant. Trefa restaurant sells lobsters. They sell chazer over there. They sell trefa food ben atorah. So the marisayin is people will think I'm violating a deraisa. So some achrayim would say, we don't hold like that. Some achrayim would say, since if people would be watching, you're not allowed to do it. So even if no one's watching, you're also not allowed to do it. We don't accept that. We follow like Rav Soloveitchik. That's the main shita. It's only davar shosur chachamim. If they singled out this activity, if the Gemara singles it out, Gemara singled out hanging up wet laundry on Shabbos. The Gemara never singled that going into a non-kosher restaurant. So some achrayim said, since it was never singled that, it's het the gomer. You don't have to add on your own marisayins. Marisayins only also for asur chachamim. And many achrayim hold this middle shita, like Rav Soloveitchik said, no, whatever, there's a marisayin, there's a marisayin. But the asur chatur chadorim, that's only if they singled it out. They never singled that out, isn't it? So that's what the shach tain is against the Ramah. The Ramah says, if you're having chicken and you want to have the almond milk, or you're having chicken, you want to put on some part of the margarine. You want to put on some part of the margarine. So the worst they can think you're violating chicken and milk is only with the rabbanon. Chicken and butter is only with the rabbanon. It's not the raisa. So the Ramah said there's no marisayin at all. So the shach said that's not what Tosfos said. Tosfos said there's no din of chadre chadorim, but there is a din of marisayin. If people are watching, and there is an issue of marisayin. So we usually follow the shach. It's takapella. What did the Ramah was misquoting the Tosfos? So there's a Pnei Yeshua in Ksubis. He shows that there's a Tosfos in Ksubis. Says like the Ramah said. There's a sugi in Ksubis in the fourth parak. what would appear from the way Tosfos interprets the Gemara, not like what they say here, that there's no din of marasayin at all. If the worst they'll be choshed you, that you're doing a din de rabbanon, said there's no marasayin at all. But our Tosfos doesn't say like that. So this Tosfos is a famous Tosfos. The topic is a famous discussion in Shulchan Aruch, marasayin and chadri chador, and when does it not apply? And that Gemara in Ksubas Dav Samach, that's the whole source for using electrical appliances, to use to plug in an electrical appliance if you're going to use an electrical planter, so it's going to plant. So planting is a malacha. If you're going to use electric appliance to reap, to harvest, so koitzer is a malacha. If you're going to use an electrical appliance to type, I'm going to type with electricity, so koitzer, ksiv is a malacha. If I use an electric bulb, so that's either havara or bishul. I heat it up, the electric current heats up the filament till it glows. So that's either one malach or the other, or both. It is bishul or havara. But if you just use an electric current to have the fan go, to have the air conditioner go, to have the refrigerator go, so what's the avera? What's the avera to keep things cool? So that's what the Chazon Ish came up with. The Chiddush, he thought that completing a circuit to get something accomplished is a malacha deraisa, either a bona or makaba patra. She didn't know which, and most didn't really accept. Most assumed that it's only the rabbanon, and it's based on this gemara. Tzina shabolo kaskasim memacho beragla makes it into a double the rabbanon. Beragla is kalachayad, and putting the system in motion that the drain pipe should function is only the rabbanon. So it's a shvuz the shvuz mamakam hefsed meruba. So that's why it's muta. So that's the mocker of the whole prohibition with the rabbanon of not using an electrical current for the refrigerator for the fan. Yeah.
Rav Shachter. If somebody is eating chicken and milk, so the chicken might be meat, and the milk might be milchik milk. The milk might be milchik milk, nobody knows. And the chicken might be meat.
Nah, everybody can tell the difference between chicken and meat. One time, Rabbi Yosef Glili was so convinced, he said it doesn't even make sense to make gzeira derabbanan, that chicken should be fleishig mederabbanan. So we don't accept his opinion. We assume there is an opinion that chicken is fleishig menator. Well, we don't, there's some hold that Tosfos held like that. We don't pass like that. We hold that chicken is only awesome derabbanan. But it's a dilma also lechlufi. The Pashtun says there's no marizai. No one's going to think that the chicken is flesh. You can look at it. You can tell us.
But why is chicken aser midrabanan? Isn't it because it looks like meat?
I don't think because it looks like meat. Because people will think that this is chicken meat and that's animal meat. So if you're allowed to cook the chicken with milk, they'll think next thing is you're allowed to cook the meat with milk. People will confuse it in their mind, but not because I don't think because it looks like it. I don't think it's a marizai. I don't think so. The Shaila is, we spoke about this in the past, Shaila is, Minatara, Basa B'cholim is only also if they were cooked together. If you have a sandwich, and let's say you're eating meat, and you're drinking milk at the same time, that the worst it could be is only the Rabbanon. So if chicken is only Exera the Rabbanon, so we ought to consider this Exera l'Exera. Yeah. What's so bad? The guy's going to have coffee with milk, mamish, at the end of the meal. Coffee with milk after having chicken. So he didn't cook the milk with the chicken, so it's not basa b'chalav derais, and chicken is only basa b'chalav, the chicken is only fleshing midrabbanan. So it should be hetagam, it should be exera l'exera. So that's what the Taz wrote, something like that. The Taz was mako on something that's exera l'exera. And the Shach says that's impossible. You're telling me you're allowed to have chicken with milk as long as they weren't cooked together? That's ridiculous against the Gemara. So that we explained, that a lot of Achrayim explained this, Rabbi Kiveger, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes it from Rabbi Kiveger, and the Nesivis has in his Tshuvas, Nachlas Yaakov, and the Pnei Yeshua has, and the Sfasem has, a lot of Achrayim say the same thing. That's not called Zeril Exet, that's called the Trei Derabbanan. That's called the Shvuz de Shvuz here. We said, if it's the Shvuz de Shvuz, B'makam Mitzvah, B'makam Hefzid Merubah, then it's Mutter. Why do you have to have Hefzid Merubah? Every case of Shvuz de Shvuz, say it's a Gzera L'Gzera. The answer is, that's not a Gzera L'Gzera. Gzera L'Gzera means, whatever you make a Gzera D'Rabbanan, what motivated you to make the Gzera D'Rabbanan? What are you concerned about? So you have to have a strong chashash. If it's a Milsud L'Oshchicha, you're afraid if you won't make a Gzera D'Rabbanan, once every 100 years, a Jew is going to violate an Aver. So that's insufficient cause to make everybody crazy, to make a Chumra Midrabbanan. if you're afraid a lot of people will violate an Avera Deraisa, then you have a right, then you have an obligation to make a Gzera Derabbanan. So what if you're concerned a lot of people will violate an Avera Derabbanan? So the Gemara said, that's not sufficient cause. If you're concerned a lot of people will violate an Avera Deraisa, that's a serious concern. If the whole concern that motivates you to make a Gzera Derabbanan is that a lot of people violate a Din Derabbanan, so that's insufficient cause. But over here, we have two different Din Derabbanan. They made one Gzera Derabbanan that chicken is fleshing because they're afraid if you'll permit people to cook chicken with milk, the next thing you know, people are going to cook flesh with milk. Then they made another Gzera Derabbanan unrelated. If you'll allow people to have a cup of milk after having fleshiks, the next thing you know is that they'll cook the milk with the flesh together. So here, it happens that the two combine. You're talking about having a cup of milk after having had the chicken in the same meal. You're going to have, without cooking it together. But if you have meat and milk together, not cooked together, that's one Gzera Derabbanan. If you have chicken as fleshing, that's a separate Gzera Derabbanan. Each one was made independently of the other one because of a Chashash Deraisa. They made a Gzera Derabbanan treating chicken as fleshing, because they're afraid if you'll allow people to cook chicken with milk, they'll think who are the Nami flesh with milk. And they said, if you're going to allow having milk in the same meal, people will think you're allowed to cook them together. So this is a trade derabbanan. When you have a shvus de shvus, not that one shvus was the motivation to make one shvus because we're afraid people are going to violate the other shvus. Each shvus was nigzar independently. Each one by itself is a good shvus. Oto achashash deraisa. When you combine together, it's a lower level of an isa. It's only a shvus de shvus. So, but makam mitzvah we allow, but we don't say every shvus de shvus is a gzera legzera. Gzera legzera means if the motivation to make a gzera derabbanan was because we're afraid people are going to violate an isa derabbanan, that's insufficient cause. That's like a milsa de lo shchicha. If you're afraid once in 100 years that someone's going to violate an aver, you have no right to make a gzera. Even if you're afraid people will always violate an aver, but the worst aver they're going to violate is going to be an aver derabbanan, that's not sufficient cause to make a gzera. But here, this is the trade derabbanan, bekitza, trade derabbanan is not the same as a gzera legzera. Ain't goes with gzera legzera, it's only, that's what basically we assume. That's all the achronim say like that. Yeah. So the Gemara is going to work through some of the details in the Mishnah here. Let's see the Gemara. So the Gemara asks, on the first line in the Mishnah, it says, you're not allowed to shecht in such a way that the blood is going to roll into the ocean, the blood is going to roll into the river, because the people will think that he's worshipping the river. But to shecht, v'lo l'tel ha-kelem, people will think that, Rashi said, he's collecting the dam in order to do zrikas ha-dam for Avodah Zarah. No one's going to think he's going to do zrikas ha-dam in the Mizbeach after the Churban Habayis. Everybody knows we don't do hakrovas ha-karbonos. So the Gemara asks on the Mishnah, ma'ishna l'tel ha-yamim delo, we don't permit you to shecht, to go out of your way to shecht that in such a way that the blood should go into the ocean, into the river. Why? The amri l'sor, the yama koshach, people would think that he's worshipping the Sarah of the Yam. He's going to deify the ocean. The Tochuga Shalmaim Nami. Why does the Mishnah say he's permitted to Shecht? We have a little puddle of water that is permissible. Why? Well, if you have a puddle of water, there used to be people, and when you look in a mirror, so you see your image. When you look in a puddle of water, also in a certain sense, it reflects your image. So there used to be people who used to worship their image. They wouldn't worship themselves, they didn't worship another person. There was the Meshagas, they used to worship the Bevua. So the Gemara Frek Takasha, why are we concerned that you shouldn't shecht in such a way that the blood should roll into a river or an ocean? Because people, the Marasinus, people who think is worshipping the Sar of the Yam, he's worshipping Avodah Zarah. Maybe he's worshipping his image that appears there. And for the Gemara, we're talking about Churim Shana. We're talking that the water is muddy water, and there is no Bevua. But if there is a Bevua, in the days of the Tanaim, that was a concern. Days of the Tanaim, there were people who used to worship their image, their reflection, so then you wouldn't be allowed to shecht into an Ugal Shalmaim either. Then the Gemara is bothered with the question two lines later in the Mishnah. There's a contradiction between Torch Kedei Dibur. It says Ein shechten legume kol iker. You're not allowed to shechten in such a way that all the dam should collect in a crack in the ground. But avalos legume tarbeisa b'shul sheikonis adam tarch. This you're allowed to do. It just said you're not allowed to shecht into an ugo kol iker. All of a sudden, then it says that it's mutter. The Gemara says no, that you read it wrong. Frag the Gemara v'harmed, but you just said the previous line in shecht legume klal. You're not allowed to do it at all. Amar Abaye, no. It depends. Abai says it's based on the hemshich and the mission. It depends whether other people are watching, other people are not watching. The Och HaShash is Amar Isayin. So if people are watching, people would think it's worshiping Abai Zara, then you're not allowed to. If no one is watching it, B'toch Beso is the Iker answer here. B'toch Beso means no one's watching, then there's no Amar Isayin. So Rabbi says, no, that's the next line in the mission that distinguishes whether people are watching and not watching. It can't say it's a repeat. All the three lines are saying the same thing. Freg de Gemara, Amale, Rabba, Rabba Tainis, Vahamidiktani, say for the next line in the Mishnah, it reads, Bashukla, Yasakein, in public you shouldn't do it because the Marisai Mechalad, the Reisha, love Bashuk Askinon. The Reisha is talking, not talking about a case where you have other people watching. So it doesn't seem to be saying like Abai. Elamar Rabba, no, it means a different thing. Hachikam, the Mishnah reads like this, in Shech le Legoma Kalikar, you're not allowed to Shech in such a way that the dam will collect in a crack in the ground. But, If you want to shecht in your backyard, you don't want the blood to slop up the whole, all the grass. What's it? The Daka Chatzero. It doesn't want the blood to splatter all over the whole backyard. Kate said, also, what should he do? Also, Mokum Chutz Laguma, Veshocht, the Vadam Shos, is a Torah Guma. Let him shecht in such a way, don't shecht directly into the Guma. That's how the Obdi Avodah Zorah used to do. So that'll be a Marizayin of Avodah Zorah. Shecht in such a way that the dam will roll into the Guma. So the Obdi Avodah Zorah didn't do like that, so shoy. So then there's no problem of Marizayin. Okay. And then the last line in the Mishnah says, Bashuk lo yasekein, shlo yichaka satzduk. In public you shouldn't do like that, because people will think that that's the minig of the Avodah Zorah. Then the Gemara says, there's a brisa that says, Beferish like Rava, not like Abai. Tanya Kavasa, the Rava, he mahalach besvino, the guy's on the boat for a couple of weeks, and he wants to have fleshik, so he can't say, wait till he gets to the dry land. And he doesn't want to shecht on the boat, the blood is going to splash all over the deck of the boat, it's going to make everything filthy. So he wants to shecht in such a way that the blood should go into the ocean. But that's the chashash, people would think that he's worshipping the Tsar of the Yam. People think that he's doing Avodah Zorah. So what should he do? Himalach the Svina Vela Mokam Svina Lishchot. How does he shech? Motzi Yaduchutz L'Svinim Shech. If Adam Shech says the Yorid, Al Dafne Hasvina. You have no choice. You can shech in such a way the blood, arrange that the blood shouldn't go directly into the Yam. It should roll down the side of the boat on the outside, and then every time the boat is going to go, so the waves will wash off the outside of the boat. Okay. Try to see to it that the dam shouldn't go directly into the Yam. The dam should roll on the Dofne Hasvina and then roll into the Yam. Dam shows you. Then Shechet Leguma Kolikar. You're not allowed to Shecht into a Guma because that's Nirika Vidizah. That's what should he do? That's exactly what Rava said. Rava knew how to read the Mishnah. Rava wasn't aware of the Brisa. The Amoraim knew all of the Mishnayas. Taisus writes in a few places, if an Amor didn't know the Mishnayas, he's not entitled to an opinion, or they're not going to quote his opinion. That was, we had a Pella Dikki Gemara before, Machlek Zabiechna Rishlokish. The Gemara says, Rishlokish said it before he heard the Mishnah from Abiechna. So Taisha says, what? Says, what are they quoting for? If he doesn't know what, he's a child. He doesn't know all the Mishnayas. That's given. Before you're entitled to an opinion, you have to know all the Mishnayas. But they didn't know all the Brises. They're on Ashir Brises. So Rava figured out on his own the Pshat and the Mishnah. And then the Gemara says, Tanya Gavah said the Rav, it's beferish, like Rav said in the Braisa. He should shecht chutz leguma, the dam should be shecht sisyar techa guma. But he shouldn't do it in public like that because of chukasak. The Mosa Kain, if a person acts in such a way like the Apikursim do, tzorch v'dikarach, we have to check to see maybe he also is a closet Apikuris. Maybe he's really from the Avdi Avodah Zorah, and you have to check into it. That's the expression that the Balamor has a Masechet Shabbos. Balamor writes in the third parak in Shabbos, Igmar has a lot of details about reheating food on Shabbos. Not allowed to take food out of the refrigerator, put it back on top of the blech. That's in Isra of HaChazor. So a lot of opinions there, when is it mutter, when is it also very complicated. So the Balamor raises a question, Malon v'lat zara azos, why don't you just eat cold cuts on Shabbos? He says, no, the one who doesn't eat You have to eat cham and b'Shabbos. Whoever doesn't eat one food on Shabbos, tzorch b'dika achrov. That's the lashon he has from here. Because the Karoim, the Karaites, only had one food on Leil Shabbos, because they heated it up on Erev Shabbos, because they misinterpreted the pasuk. The Sevarish b'chol mashvaseichem, the pshat is you're not allowed to light the fire on Shabbos. And they mistranslated, they misinterpreted the pasuk. You're not allowed to leave any lights on Shabbos. So they would sit in the dark on Friday night. And Friday night, the food was warm. They warmed it up on Erev Shabbos and they turned off the fire. Shabbos morning, there was no way that they had warm food. All the food was cold. So that's what the Baal HaMoed says. There's a mitzvah to demonstrate that we subscribe to the Torah Shabbat Peh. There's a mitzvah. You have to eat warm food on Shabbos. Whoever doesn't eat warm food on Shabbos, tzorch b'dika achrav. You have to check. Maybe he's really from the Katak HaRoim. So the Baal HaMoed got that lashon from this Gemara. This Gemara is talking about the Katat Zdukim, not about the Karoim. They have the Avodah Zarah. That's the Gemara. The next Mishnah is a question. I don't have a watch. You have to take a watch. Thank you. The next Mishnah is a question. Is this a Din D'oraisa or is this a Din D'rabbanan? A person in New York State, there's a slaughterhouse, so a person is going to shecht an animal, l'shem karbon oilo. So if he has a real karbon oilo, and he shechts a chutz la'migdosh, that's an isu karis, that's an isu shchutei chutz. So what's over here? He's going to shecht it l'shem oilo. So it's an isu marisayin, that people will think that he's shechting shchutei chutz. It's not a karbon oilo. He says, he was never magdashit. He says he's shechting it the shame carbon oil, but he was never magnashed as a carbon oil. So is it a marisayin of shchut echutz? That's what's going on over here. And that's the whole discussion. So then, whatever marisayin is, whether marisayin is a din deraisa, din derabon, and then he assumes it's only the rabon. My impression was, I think Rav Soloveitchik assumed that it was a drosha gemura. He is in the kim, Hashem, he saw that real marisayin is a real din deraisa. Even in a case which the chachamim never singled out. Whatever case they singled out, so that pool is asura, so even b'chadra chadarim is asura. But even if they never single that out, marisayin is a din deraisa. Many hold the whole din of marisayin is only b'dirabon. Because the whole pasuk is only a rasmat. So in Yoridei they have the following discussion. We had a machloikas hatanaim earlier in the first perek, where the shchita tzvicha kavona, a shchita ein tzvicha kavona. So Tosis points out, on, what was the machloikas with the shchita tzvicha? Mar has a case. The fellow, there's a target, and a guy has a knife, and he throws the knife in order to hit the target. Bimikre, a chicken happens to walk by, and he shechted the chicken, or if a chicken flies by, accidentally, he didn't intend at all that the knife should touch the chicken. Didn't realize there is a chicken there. So that's koyach gavra, but he didn't have kavanas chaticha simonim. Do you have to have kavana to be batted the flesh b'achilo? So Tosfos says that l'chol adeis no. No one requires you have to have kavanah to be matir the basa b'achila. The ganze machlokes of Nasan Nachachamim, machlokes Atanaim, we pass reshchita in a tzvicha kavanah. Not only do you not need kavanahs heter achili, you don't even need kavanahs chaticha simon. Let's say if he's sitting and didn't even have kavanahs asiya, at least over there he took the knife and he wants to hit the target. Let's say he's sitting with a knife, he dozes off. Then he wakes up and forgot that he has a knife on his lap, and he gets up, and it's such a heavy knife, it rolls off and it checks a chicken, just like this. There was no kavanas asiyah at all. So that's a suffix in Shulchan Aruch. They quote from the Rashba in the Torah Sabbais. Maybe that's considered a lack of korach gavra. Maybe it's only called korach gavra if it was, to use Rabbi Soloveitchik's lashon, if it was a teleological act. He knew that he's doing something for some purpose or another. He wanted to hit the target, and then it turned out that he shechted a chicken. But if he didn't have kavanas hasi at all, and gansan and masasek, maybe that's not even called korach gavra. Okay, so that's a suffix in the Shulchan Aruch. So kavanas heter achila for sure you don't need. What if the person, let's say, the shochtim union, they're angry that they didn't give them an increase in salary. So they're going to shecht, and they say, we're shechting, but we have kavanah that it shouldn't be mata b'achila. You have kavanah hefeches. You don't need kavanahs heter achila. What if they shecht and they have kavanah? This shechita should not be mater. So some achrenim want to say, even though l'chol adeis, Taisa said there never was a machlokes hatanaim. All the tanaim agreed there's no need for kavanas heter achila. Only machlokes where they need kavanas chaticha simanim anat, where the shechita tzicha kavana. But if they have kavana hefeches, then for sure you're not yotze. That's Reb Shlomo Eger has like that. A din the Levush has like that. That's a din in hilcha shechita in Yeridaya, in the beginning of Yeridaya. Some achrenim say like that. So someone interpret that this din in the Mishnah maybe is a din deraisa. The fellow shechts a behemah. He was never magdish the behemah. If he was magdish the behemah, so shchut techutz. Shchut techutz is an isad kares. Shchut techutz is asabano, because it was a carbon. A carbon is hegdish, and the hegdish, the iser hegdish, only goes off if you shecht in the base hamigdish properly, and it's a shlamim, then you can eat it. If it's a chatas and a oshim, then the kohanim can eat it. If it's an oil, no one can eat it. But if a person says, I'm shechting behemas chulin, the shame oilah. So the shame oilah means he has kavana that it should remain hektish, that it should be, it should be osa bachilo. So some achrenim want to say that the whole topic in the Mishnah is a topic deraisa. It's not just an isher, a marisayin, not that you're not allowed to eat it because it looks like he's eating kochim bachutz. It could be that it's kavana hefeches. We do have kavana hefeches. Let's say there's a machlokes hatanoim and a machlokes amaroim and a machlokes in rishonim where the mitzvah tzichas kavana, mitzvah zain tzichas kavana. Let's say a guy's practicing on Rosh Hashanah morning. I remember in the dormitory, and one year Rabbi Brunspiegel was the Baal Tekeh in the yeshiva, so he was practicing Rosh Hashanah in the morning. Gemara says he allowed to practice, so he woke everybody up early around 6:30 in the morning. So he's blowing shofar. So he had kavana l'shem practice. He didn't have kavana l'shem mitzvah, but he didn't have kavana not to be yotzi l'shem mitzvah. So that's a machlokes in the Gemara where the mitzvah svichas kavana. He didn't have kavana lotzi, so he's a yotzi tkiyah shofar. So if later on, he can't say a bracha. He'll say a bracha because all the other people are in the shul. No one else was yotze. But if everyone else will be yotze, he was practicing. Then later on, he realizes that he needs all of that for the tkiyas. So according to some opinions, he was yotze already. And no need. He doesn't have to blow again. He shouldn't say a bracha. The other sheet says no. The mitzvah is tichas kavan. If you didn't have kavan lotze, then you're not yotze. So some rishonim point out that the Beisayis quotes this. That even if you hold mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana, you don't need kavana lotzeis, but I have kavana hefeches, you have kavana shalom lotzeis, I blow shofar and have in mind I bedavku do not want to be yotzei tkiya shofar, then l'chol ha'deis you're not yotzei. Even if you don't need kavana lotzeis, but you have kavana lahepach. So that's what some achrenim want to say here. Even if menatayra, even though l'chol ha'deis, no one requires kavanas heter achila, the only machlokes Hatanoim was when they need kavanas chaticha simonim, but if you have kavanah beferish shelo lahate b'achila, the shechet shechts, and he says, I don't want anybody to be allowed to eat from the meat. So some achrenim want to say that it's an isa derais. So let's see again the Mishnah. Hashoich the shem oilo, the shem zvochim, zvochim in shlomim, the shem osham talui, the shem karbon pesach, the shem karbon toida, shchitos apsula. Pashab shat shchitos apsula midirabbanan, because the nirika echo kachim bachutz. And some achrenim want to say that it's an issue deraisa. Some achrenim in Yeridaya want to say no, that it's like kavana lehepach. Ab Shimon is not concerned about anything. He says the whole thing is a joke. There's no marisayin. It's a garnish min garnish. Yeah. Why did the Mishnah give these examples? What about shem chatos? The Mishnah continues on the second wide line. Ashechet by the tiny letter zayin. By the tiny, what is it? Tiny letter zayin. Hashoicha the shem chatos le'moshem vada the shem bechor the shem maisa the shem tmura shchitos aksheira. A chatos is not bov an edim in a dova. You can't volunteer. You can't donate a chatos. Chatos and oshem vada. You can't donate these. A bechor. Either it is a bechor. It's not a bechor. Maisa behema. Either it is a tmura. It's not a tmura. You can't donate this. I can take an animal and I can say, I want this to be an oiler. So he never said I want it to be an oiler. He's shechting it the shame oiler. So then there's a marisayin. People will think that it's shchut techutz. And he's eating kochim bachutz. Or it's kavana lehepach. But if he's shechting it the shame chatos, chatos not bo b'ned in adov. If he wasn't mechal shabbos b'shege, if he didn't eat chelev adam b'shege, so there's no room for any korban chatos or korban oshim. So that's the Mishnah ends of. Zeh klal, what's the rule? which karbonis, if he had in mind which karbonis is he not allowed to eat and which is he allowed to eat, but which karbonis? Kol davar shenidav v'nidav an oila in a shlamim in an ashim talui, which is bobin edu in a dover, he can volunteer it. So it's going to be a marisai. People will think that he must have been magdashit and he's eating kachmachutz. And then there's a marisai. Hashem is also because of the marisai. But shenidav v'nidav v'nidav achatos and an ashim and a tmura and a pror and a meiser. So then there is no marisai. The people know this is not a chatos, so then there's no marisai. That's how the Mishnah says. What's with an oshem tolui? What is an oshem tolui? What is an oshem tolui? So oshem tolui is like this. A chatos kvua, there are lamed above krisis on mers batar. There are 36 averis for which the punishment is koris. So the rule is, in Chumash it's unclear, but the rule is whoever does an aver b'shoigeg, let's say a guy cheats in business b'shoigeg, a guy talks loshnar b'shoigeg, so he brings a korban chatos. No, only if he did an aver b'shoigeg, which if he would have done it b'mezid, he would have been chayv kares. So then if he violates a b'shoigeg, then he's chayv chatos. Sometimes there's an aver, let's say makah v'v'yima, mekal lo v'yimoi, there's a death penalty, there's misa, but there's no kares. So if the person is mekal lo v'yima b'shoigeg, a makah v'yima b'shoigeg, he's not chayv achatos. The only chayv chatos davish has done a koris, the shengos achatos davish has done a miso, there's no halacha. There are cases where you chayv koris, let's say, a boal anido, there's koris, but there's no miso. So if you violated the aver b'shoge, he will be chayv achatos. Let's say, shchut techutz, he shechts the korban outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Shchut techutz is an isa koris, but there's no punishment on miso. So the din is, one who does an aver b'shoigig, which is done a koris. If he would have done the aver b'mezid, it would have been chayv koris. So if he does a b'shoigig, then it's chayv chatas. So what if, let's say, the person ate chaylev adam b'shoigig. So he has to bring a chatas. What if he ate in a restaurant, a kosher restaurant, under hashgacha, and then after he finishes eating, he thought everything was kosher. Then the waiter comes and he says, Givald, I made a mistake. I may or may not have given you chaylev. We're not sure. Oh, we gave you a drink. We're not sure. Maybe the drink was dam. Maybe the drink was not dam. So he's not sure whether he's chayiv. Did he do the avera? Whatever he did was b'shegig. Did he do an avera b'shegig for which he's chayiv? It would have been chayiv kor, therefore he's chayiv chatas. So he can't bring a chatas ala sofik. So that's oshem toloi. Whenever a person is mesupik, whether he's chayiv chatas, he's mesupik if he did an avera sheish b'koris. So then the Torah says he brings an oshem toloi. He brings Hashem Tolui, but then if later on, a month later, they discover that, yes, he vaday ate chelev, now he has to bring a chatas kvua. So what do they have to waste this time to bring Hashem Tolui? Wait a month till they're sending it to a laboratory to test, to find that he left over some of the food. They're going to test whether it's chelev, whether it's dam. So what's his rush to bring Hashem Tolui today? Let him wait a month till after they test it. And he'll find out whether it's chayv chatas or not. So the Gemara says, l'hogim min ha'yisurim. If it turns out that he really ate chaylev and he needs a chatas, and he's going to wait a month till he's going to find out if he's chayv chatas or not, so it may be punishment ha'shamayim for stalling off. So k'day l'hogim min ha'yisurim, Torah says, let him bring an ashem tala. Let's say he brought the ashem tala because it's a suffix whether he ate dam or not, and then they zorik the dam on the mizbeach, and then before the kohanim get a chance to eat the Oshem Talui, Oshem and Chatos are only eaten by Zichri Kuhn and the Azorah. It's Kochi Kochi. Before the Kohanim get a chance to eat it, the report comes back from the lab that it was not dam. He didn't have to bring any Oshem Talui, it was all a mistake. So the Mishnah says the Kohanim are permitted to eat it. It's not considered Chulam Ba'azorah, because at the time that they did the Shechita and the Zrika Sadam, everything was Behechsher. He was Mesupik, he didn't know what they did the Avera, so that's the Halacha requires. If they would find out before Zrika Sadam that he didn't do the Avera, that it wasn't Dam, so you say, stop the music, don't do the Zrika Sadam, you don't need the whole carbon, because it's not Bob and Edom and Adova. But if they already was Zerik the Dam on the Mizbech, and then they find out that he did not do the Avera, so then the Gemara, the Loshon HaMishnah, is Kippur Sveik of a whole Chalo. The end of Krisis, the Mishnah says that it's acceptable. So here, the Gemara raises an issue. The Mishnah draws a contrast between korbanos that are bov and edom and adov, and then there's going to be a marisai, people will think that he's eating shchut echutz, as opposed to chatas and osham, and Bchora Meiser and Tmura, which is not Bob and Edmund and Adova. You can't volunteer this thing as a Bchor. If it's not a Bchor, it's not a Bchor. It's not a Tmura, it's not a Tmura. You can't volunteer Harezu Tmura Lashem. There is no such thing. Harezu Chatos. You can't volunteer a Chatos unless he's Mechuyev. So, you can't volunteer an Oshem Tali either. So why does the Mishnah put Oshem Tali with the first list of things that are Bo Ben Edu Nedova? That there is a Marisayin, that's the Gemara's Kasha. Oshem Tali Banida Benidav Hu. Why does the Mishnah put it together with the Oil and the Shlomim? Rab Yechanan, yes, the Mishnah goes with the opinion of Rab Lezer, whom we don't paskan like, we don't follow his opinion. Rab Lezer is of the opinion, it's not about Oshem Tali B'chol Yom. You can donate an Oshem Tali whenever you want. Because the thing that's mechayiv you to bring an achatos is a hodol of chatos when there's yediyas hachet. So yediyah besofik is mesupik, whether he ate chayla v'dam or not. So yediyah sofik is not lashmo yediyah. So you don't bring a chatos. So you really shouldn't. You can't be mechayiv to bring an ashem tali either. But the Torah says you don't need a yediyah to be mechayiv to bring. You don't need a yediyah to bring an ashem tali. So if he has a sofik, whether he did an aveira, that's not called the yediyah. Sofik yediyah is not called the yediyah. So the Torah says you better bring Hashem Tole lahagim minay yisurim. But since you don't need a yediyah because yediyah sofik is lavshma yediyah, so one is permitted to volunteer to bring an Hashem Tole. That's the opinion of Rab Lezer. The one day a year, the Yerushalmi says, is one day a year that the Tana Rab Lezer would admit that you're not allowed to bring an Hashem Tole. That's Amud Soyam Kippur. He didn't have a chance. Yom Kippur is mechapra on all Oshem Tolis. So the day after Yom Kippur, he already had a kapar yesterday. He didn't have a chance yet. What did he have for breakfast? He had parva for breakfast. He had milchiks for breakfast. He didn't have any chayla v'dam. What's it? It's not shaykh that he didn't. Not shaykh that it was mechal Shabbos. Not shaykh that he didn't have erish yesh b'koris. So even the Tana Rab Lezer says every day of the year. It's not about Oshem Tali B'chol Yom. It's not exactly B'chol Yom. The day after Yom Kippur, not. They have a collection of letters from the Ragat Shavit. He always has funny lashanas. So when he would write a letter the day after Yom Kippur, he would write the date, the day on which Rabbi Lezer wouldn't bring an Oshem Tali. Because it's such a, I'd say, Yerushalmi like that. But so Yom Kippur, he would agree that you can't bring an Oshem Tali. Okay. Maybe we'll stop here. Next week, Belenetta will continue. But I don't think it's kedai to learn Eila Treifus. There's a lot of biology here. It's more kedai to learn Bepagua. Now it became relevant. Allah HaLamaisa, they're advertising Bepagua flesh. So we should find out what Bepagua is all about. So after we finish the second parak, we'll go to Dav Samachesa Miralev, to the fourth parak, all the dinim of Bepagua. In this week's Sedra, Parshas Truma, Kitzaba, by Yaakov Pikuri, you have the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Vasil HaMikdash, V'Shachante B'Toicham, and the Novi Yecheskel lived before and during and after the Churban HaBayis. He lived through the Churban HaBayis. He said, B'Nevuah, the Churban HaBayis is going to take place. So he says, the Jews will be sent into Golos, V'Ei Lehem LeMikdash Me'at. Even though the Beis HaMikdash is going to be Churv, and they'll be living in Golos Bavel, they'll have a miniature Beis HaMikdash there. What is a Migdash Miat referring to? So the Gemara says in the end of Maseches Megillah, Eile Batim Gansias Batim Midrashim Shebebavav. All the shuls and all the yeshivas all over the world are referred to by the Novi Yecheskel as a Migdash Miat. So the Ran in Megillah, the Ran on the Rif, says that's an Asmachta. That's not what it means. And other Rishonim assume that it's a real din deraisa. The Chayodim quotes from the Sefer Yireim that the Bati Knesses, the Bati Midrashas, the Mishnah Megillah says a Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMidrash has a Kedusha. There's a Kedusha that's Beis HaKnesses. So the Rad assumes Kedusha Beis HaKnesses is only Midrabban. Kedusha is Beis HaMikdash is Ben HaTorah, Beis HaMikdash, and Kedusha Beis HaKnesses is only an Asmachta Midrabban, that it's a Mikdash Miyad. And the Chayodim quotes from the Sefer Yireim that it's a Din Deraisa. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out Achreinim have this, and from the Rambam it also would appear that Kedusha is Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash is a din deraisa, because the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs quotes the din of L'sasen Kein L'Hashem Elokeichem. It says when we come to Eretz Yisrael we have to uproot all the Avodah Zorah. When he tats them as Mizbechosim, Shibatim as Matzeivosim, Asher Hem Tisrufim Boesh, Psil Alehem Tekadeon, So the Gemara says, included in the pasuk lasas and kain l'shem lakechem, asar the night that seven min hamizbeach. One who chops down a brick from the Beis HaMikdash or from the Mizbeach is Zari Vandalav, because the pasuk says we should destroy the Bati Avodah Zarah, but it tats the Mizbechosim, Mishibartas Matzivosim, lasas and kain l'shem lakechem. So the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah, he never says it. In the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he never says it either. The Rambam, the beginning of the Mishnah Torah, Sefer HaMitzvahs, was written in Arabic, and we use the Hebrew translation. So in the beginning of the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam has the Minyan HaMitzvahs Biktzora. He gives you the abridged form of the Minyan HaMitzvahs, so usually he leaves out a lot of things that he has. In the Sefer HaMitzvah, he gives you a brief paragraph, a thumbnail description of every mitzvah. Minyan HaMitzvahs Biktzora, he gives you half a sentence. So the Minyan HaMitzvahs Biktzora, the Rambam writes, Azor the notes of Tevim and Amizbeach, O Mibati, going to see us at Bati Midrashas. So he's telling you what's a din deraisa. He's not listing off din and derabban. So that's what the Achrenim say. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out. The Achrenim say, from the Rambam is also mashma, like the Yireim, that he understood that a Beis HaKnesses is a Migdash Miyad, that it's really a din deraisa. That the Chayodom was all upset that there's a din of Moira HaMikdosh, Migdoshi Tiro, and there's a din of covered Beis HaKnesses. The Beis HaMikdosh is the real Beis HaMikdosh, and there's a din, Migdoshi Tiro. You need covered square, you need a lot of covered. We call it Moira HaMikdosh. And Beis HaKnesses is only a Migdosh Miyat, miniature Beis HaMikdosh, so it's enough covered. There's no din of Moira Beis HaKnesses, a din of covered Beis HaKnesses. So when you talk covered Beis HaKnesses, you're not allowed to take any garbage into the shul. It's not Derech Eretz. And to take in a mace is also a dead body. What does a dead body belong? So Shulchan Aruch says, if you have Go'un Va'aluf, a very great Go'un, passed away, so that's permissible to take the body into the Beis HaKnesses, into the Beis HaMedrash, to deliver Hespeid. But if it's anything less than a Go'un Va'aluf, you're not allowed to. So the Chayodim was a Mechutna of the Vilna Go'un. He's a Mechutna of one of the children of the Vilna Go'un, but it sounds better to say Mechutani Hagro. So whenever he quotes, once in a while, when he quotes the Gro, he delivered a hesped when the Gro died. So he refers to Mechutani HaGro, not exactly. So he says, the Vilna Gon, he was Gon Valuf. So he says, when he died, that was permissible, that was in place, that they took the Orin into the Beis HaMedrash when they delivered a hesped. But Stam, a rabbi dies, he said, that's not a dayan, a rabbi, Tam Chacham dies, that's not covered Beis HaKnesses, you're not allowed to do that. And he says, since the Yireim holds that it's a din deraisa, Moira HaMikdosh carries over to the Beis HaKnesses, Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses is deraisa, so whenever there's any suffix, it should really go to Chumrah. It's not right that people are make. Rav Soloveitchik just gave a definition. What exactly does it mean? What's the real Mikdosh and what's a Mikdosh Miyat? How do you give the shear? What's a miniature Beis HaMikdash? He said both in the Beis HaMikdash and the Beis HaKnesses, we have his lashon was, we have a rendezvous with the Shechina. We meet up with the Rabbanu Shalom. But the difference is in the Beis HaMikdash, we go to visit him in his home. Beis HaMikdash is Beis Hashem, we visit by him. The Beis HaKnesses is Beisenu. That's the lashon of the end of Brachas. Beis HaKnesses is Beisenu, and the Shechina comes to visit by us. So there's a stronger din of Moira HaMikdosh when you're going to visit the king in the palace where he lives. There's a stronger din. You have to dress up even fancier, even nicer than if he comes to visit by you. You have to dress up nicely, but still you're not visiting the Melech in the base of Shalom Melech. So he said that's the difference. Beis HaKnesses HaMikdosh Miyat means there is a pegisha with the Rabbanu Shel Olam, but he's coming to visit by us. It's not that we're visiting by him. So the Gemara says, What is osir in a Beis HaKnesses, mitam, covered Beis HaKnesses? So the Gemara says, rikika, to spit on the floor, and the Beis HaKnesses is not allowed. But to walk with shoes is allowed. To walk in the Beis HaMikdash with shoes is not allowed. So how do you define it? So the Gemara says, ki beiso, if I'm visiting by someone else, would the other person insist I should take off my shoes? No. I visit by other people, I wear my shoes in their house. So when you go to the shul, it's like visiting another person. If you would visit by another person, would you spit on the floor? No, you wouldn't spit. He has carpets. You wouldn't spit on the floor. So you're not allowed to spit on the floor. Rikika is also in Beis HaKnesses. Let's say, if I visit, Rav Soloveitchik added on, if I visit by someone else, and I was wearing boots, and they have a carpet or they have a tile floor. Is it derech eretz to walk in with the wet boots? If I'm visiting by someone else, of course not. Derech eretz dictates you take off the boots in the lobby or in the vestibule and you leave it there. You don't walk in with your wet boots. So he said he thought that that's not allowed to go into a shul, to wear your wet boots into the shul. That's like visiting by someone else. The Gemara says, ki beso, like by visiting by someone else. He got from that Gemara that that's the definition of Migdash Miyat as opposed to the real Beis HaMikdash. Migdash Miyat means it's Beisenu, and the Shechina comes to visit by us. So the kavod, the respect that is expected when you visit a Beis HaKnesses is like if you would visit by someone else's home. But when you visit the Beis HaMikdash, that's even more respect because you're visiting the Shechina, the Beis HaMikdash is Beis HaShem, the Beis HaKnesses is Beisenu, and the Shechina visits by us. The Rav made such a distinction between Big Day Shabbos and Big Day Yontif also. In Shulchan Aruch, they quote from the Talmud, Yerushalmi, you're supposed to have separate begodim for Shabbos. Ribarto, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan used to refer to his clothing as Mechabdusa. Rabbi Yochanan called the money Mechabdusa, because the begodim give the person self-respect. So because Shabbos, there's a mitzvah of Kibbut V'yonik, see, Kibbut means you have to have special Big Day Shabbos. So the same is true on Yontif, but Big Day Yontif have to be fancier than Big Day Shabbos. That's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi. Why did Big Day Yontif have to be fancier than Big Day Shabbos? So Rav Soloveitchik explained, because on Sholosh Regolim, we have a chiyuv to visit the Rebbeinu Shel Olam in the Beis HaMikdash. On Shabbos he comes to visit by us. So we're mekabel pnei kala, we say, boi chala, we're really greeting the Shechina. The Shechina is coming to visit by us. So on Shabbos we're the Shechina visiting by us, so we have to dress up nicely. But on Yontif, we were going to visit the Shechina, so then you have to even dress fancier. So this was the distinction that he made, this difference between Big Day Shabbos and Big Day Yontif, the same difference between a Beis HaKnesses and a Beis HaMikdash. One is Beis HaShem, and we're visiting by him, and one is Beis Seinu, and he's visiting by us. Yeah.